week and tell me you didn't lose weight on 1,200 calorie plan, I play no games. I will tell you that you are either cheating or lying there in a coma, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks or contracts to sign. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating serves you what you should be eating for the rest of your life. Meals are freshly prepared, not frozen, and include fresh fruits and vegetables. Go to SeattleSutton.com or 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Call us right now. You'll be glad you did. 800-442-DIET or SeattleSutton.com.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the annual buy one, get one free sale at Ace, where you'll find amazing BOGOs throughout the entire store. Buy Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, get Scott's Lawn Food free. Buy a Roundup Pump and Go 1.33 gallon, get a Roundup Refill free. Buy Ace 20-pound sunflower seed, get 20-pound wild bird feed free. Hurry in now to save big on these and many more buy one, get one free offers throughout the store. Sale ends Sunday. Offers valid at participating stores. Scott's products cover 5,000 square feet. See store for details.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name. Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at SoundHealthServices.com. SoundHealthServices.com.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure that you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion, Edge, or Explorer on top of their already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys put into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the home of Yes, We Will. Jack Schmidt Ford, Lincoln, of Collinsville.
This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show.
And I'm Dave Sherwood.
John Shea and David Sherwood will broadcast the Inside Out Show from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hallmark Stone this Saturday.
Come out and see us. We're live, and you'll get to meet our new co-host, Dave Sherwood.
I'm not the new guy anymore, but I'm not the old guy either, John.
All the proceeds from this sale benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids Charities. They're located off I-44 at the Soccer Park exit.
Please join us. This is the Inside Out Show. John Shea and
David Sherwood.
See John and David this Saturday at the annual Granite Remnant Sale at Hallmark Stone in Fenton.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on it.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit.
Tingling, trembling, and throbbing.
Ooh, I've got that right now.
We're about to get
just knowing what we're about to embark on.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 26th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Steve Nichols, Peon, we'll mention them any moment now. They are financial advisors. They've been at it for a while, and if you have $25,000 or more, they would love to talk to you. And if you don't like what they have to say, okay. If you do, I think you found some great partners in your journey toward financial freedom. We'll talk about them a little more after this. This. After this.
Uh-oh.
After this.
Uh-oh. Oh,
my God. No, stop. Just stop. No, just stop it. Stop it. I refuse for that to go out over the air. That was too embarrassing. Can you edit that out?
Mm-hmm.
Right, we've got the finest editing equipment. We'll pick it up
crappy
here.
Crappy computers, but yes, fine editing.
We'll pick it up here. 3, 2, 1. We'll tell you more about it later, but first, this.
Hey!
They'll never hear it.
No.
Hallelujah. At the control board, usually doing a tremendous job, and I'm sure he is today. It's probably the equipment. Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Probably. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, it's a perfect time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And Redway, earlier when we did the story about the bees attacking that couple, a big swarm of bees, he said, oh, man, if only they had known to rub, what is it you rub on it?
Cheese.
You rub cheese wherever they bite you, and he says, no more stinging.
I've never heard of that. I don't think that's probably true. It's probably not true.
Now he's pouting. His feelings are hurt. Well, I don't think it is true. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah, they've never missed a note in 25 years. 30 years, whatever it's been. Here's the 25. Way to go, Bruce. Thank you. Brought to you by Mark and Jason. I don't know. Look, I don't know how many people love their jobs or hate their jobs. I've seen surveys. Most people love what they do. I don't know if I believe that. I think most people just accept what they do. I think most people love it. Some of those people are lucky enough to change jobs. You know, you realize by the time you're 30 or 40, hey, I'm midway through all this mess. I may not be working another 20, 25 years. I think I'd like to do something else. If you're lucky enough to change, you're going to need some good advice. Or if you're retiring, same thing. You're going to need some good advice. If those years you've worked, you had a 401k or some other type of retirement plan. There are questions that if you're smart, you will ask, like, This 401k money, what do I do with it? Can I cash it and just take it? If I do that, is there a penalty? I've heard there's a penalty that I have to roll it over. What do I roll it over to? Just directly roll it over to an IRA? If I take it, do I have to pay taxes on it? How much taxes? Are there penalties? Blah, 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 blah. I know somebody that can answer those questions for you. A whole bunch of other questions you might have about your money, your $25,000 and more. Their names are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Their website is markandjason.com. They're financial advisors. They were Stiefel Nicholas, and Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. Why don't you make an appointment? Nobody can make you do this. One day, you're all, if you're listening and you're 30 or 40 or 50, one day you're going to be 70 and 80, and it'll be here before you know it. Have a plan. Don't have your kids have to support you and, you know, put you in a nursing home and pay the bill. You don't want that. You want to be independent, financially independent at a certain point. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Again, the website, markandjason.com. All right, there might be a little bit of confusion. I've heard from a couple of people who, what happened to the golf tournament? Now I hear it's another tournament that's going to be in June or what? No, that's another tournament. Look, if you only have the money and the time this year to do one golf tournament, do mine. Do mine. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm selfish. I'm competitive. I want I want as many people as we can to play in the golf tournament September 15th and as much money as we can get to St. Jude Children's Hospital. If you can do two, great. Do them both. If you only do one, mark September 15th. I keep waiting every day. I looked at the KTRS website again today. Nothing. Any day, we'll have the information. What you need to do to lock down a foursome, or if you're a single player, and what you need to do if you want to be a sponsor, or you just flat out want to help the cause to... did I say St. Jude? I mean
yeah,
Backstopper. No, St. Jude is coming up May 20th. That's another great... That's the Wonder World Trivia Night.
Mm-hmm.
The golf tournament, all of the profit goes to Backstoppers. If you don't know what Backstoppers is, here's the best way to describe it. They take care of the families of fallen police officers and firefighters. They pay off mortgages. They pay tuitions. It's a fantastic organization. And yes, coming up pretty soon, I'll talk about it in a minute, is the Trivia Night for Window World, where the money, all the profit, all of it, goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. But this golf tournament thing, don't be, as Steve Mizrani, the late, great Steve Mizrani used to say, don't be confused. The golf tournament that I will host, and I'm happy to host, even though I don't like them, is the one that benefits Backstoppers. And that's September 15th at the Normandy Golf Club. So just hold that date. More to come. Now, Trivia Night, May 20th. Window World. Sold out. How about that? Sold out.
Wow.
Every table sold.
I think they do that every year, don't they?
Yes, they do. It's a fantastic night. We have a table. I'll be in Kansas City, Overland Park, with my daughter and her boyfriend. My wife will be with me. We'll be gone. But Eon, the peon, and Angela will be at the table. So will Dan and Sandy. It's a 10-person table. I find out today from John at Window World, our table is 10 people. It's a VIP table. You get the buffet. You get the royal treatment. We need 6 other people. I have 2 of those people. I have a bid, an offer of $2,500 from one couple, Paul and his wife, to sit at our table. We need 2 more couples. Cough it up. Come on. $500, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000. Come on. Help us out here. May 20th, Trivia Night. You'll have a great night. You'll have a lot of fun. And you're doing a good thing for a great hospital. St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis, it costs $2.5 million a day to run that hospital. They don't turn anybody away. So give that some thought.
And it's fun. We have a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
And even if you don't think that you're good at trivia.
Doesn't matter.
We aren't either.
Right.
It does not matter.
Just as long as we get a couple of questions right, we're
fine. And John Londoff will have a table right near our table. You can steal food from their table.
Oh, yeah. And we usually compete with Londoff's table, too. And we're pretty close.
Well, he will lose.
Pretty close.
No, he'll lose again.
Yeah, we've been pretty close each year.
Yeah, help us do that. Help us beat John Londoff in terms of money raised to go to St. Jude Children's Hospital. So that's the 20th of May. There's the golf tournament September 15th, and that's pretty much it for me. That's all of the charitable stuff that I like to ask our listeners to participate in, because if you start doing too much of it, they go, oh, not again. I get it. So help us with those if you would. Did you guys see the jeans that Nordstrom is selling? The
yes.
Yeah, the
fake mud jeans. I saw on the TV this morning. You're not going to believe it. Yes, you will believe it, because when they sold torn, ripped jeans, I thought, are you kidding me? Those are the jeans we used to get rid of.
And I have them. I still have some in my closet, I think, that look like that you could probably sell them at a garage sale for $50.
Well, these are fake mud jeans. It looks just like you had mud all over them that dried on the jeans, like you rolled in the mud. $450 a pair at Nordstrom.
Wow.
I just don't get it. Just muddy up some cheap jeans.
Yeah, I know.
And let the mud dry on it. Big, big NASCAR news. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is retiring. I don't know squat about NASCAR. I've been to a NASCAR race. I've been in the pit. I've picked up lug nuts. I was right there when they changed the tires. I mean, right there. And I was blown away by the physics, the science of racing. The calculations, the weight, the measurement, it's so precise. It's such a precision event in terms of, my goodness, I saw them disqualify a car because it was, and I'm not making this up, it was something like an eighth of a pound overweight. It was unbelievable. And when you go in the back where it all really happens, and you watch them put decals on the cars, you watch them measure, you watch them weigh, and you watch them change tires in the pit. But I don't get it. I don't get going to these races in the heat, but I know a lot of people do. And Dale Earnhardt Jr., I don't know much about him. I think I met him. I'm not even sure. I think I did. But I like him. And I will tell you this. The France family started NASCAR and still owns NASCAR. What do you think they're worth?
Oh, my goodness. It has to be billions.
I've never seen any sport in my life where the owners made this, not even NFL, makes this much money. Every square inch of your suit, your driving suit, every square inch of your car, your helmet is sponsored.
Yeah.
They're the KTRS of car racing. They are.
Oh, yeah. And talk about brand loyalty, too. Those fans,
oh, yeah.
Once they like a driver.
I guess they drive that car. They drink that Gatorade or whatever it
exactly.
is, Pepsi. They must. After all these years, they must have some sort of statistics to show that this advertising works.
And there are
here's the other thing. It costs a whole lot more to have a decal, whatever it is, Pennzoil or whatever. There are a couple of places on the car where it costs a whole lot more, because if you have a wreck and the way they go around the track, for example, they go around the track, do you want the left side of the car or the right? I want the right side of the car, because they're coming around right in front of the car. Dan, give them that racing thing you do. Yeah. And they come right by you, and you're looking at the right side of the car. That's premium real estate for ads.
And
the hood is premium real estate. The trunk, the top of the car. They're geniuses, these people. They make a fortune off advertising. We should all be so smart. So happy retirement to Dale Earnhardt Jr. I don't think you'll have seen the last of him. And they love him, the racing people. That'll be a big void there. Thanks to Tim for sending me an email after we talked about Gary Lee Anderson, I think was his name, the hillbilly down in Kentucky who was describing the scene of the bees. And then we played a little Jesco White. I just want to hear Jesco again. It's not very long. I love this guy. Play that runny eggs thing.
And I tucked the butcher knife and put it up to her neck. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
And you know, I hear that. That reminds me so much of my own marriage.
Oh.
Where I take charge.
Oh, yeah.
And you listen to that and you go, there's a guy who knows how marriage should work. I'm tired of them runny eggs.
I'm tired of those eggs that aren't there.
Yeah.
What does he say in the very beginning? Play the beginning.
I put the knife up to her.
Yeah, I put the butcher knife up to her neck.
And I tucked the butcher knife and put it up to her neck.
Yeah. And then what does he say? I told her.
I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow,
if you want to
start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
See, let me address the young men about to get married. This is how you have to talk to your wife if you want a successful marriage.
Right?
You want a marriage that works? There you go.
And you want eggs that aren't runny?
You don't have to put up with sloppy, runny eggs.
Uh-uh.
You don't. Jesco White, marriage counselor. So thanks to Tim, who sent me an email. He says, you have to see the movie Daddy and Them with Billy Bob Thornton and Andy Griffith and a whole bunch of other great people. And I will tell you why the title is Daddy and Them. In the South, where I grew up, you never went a day, rarely a day, without hearing either Mom and Them or Daddy and Them. You know, we went over to see Mom and Them last weekend. And I don't know who them are. I don't know who that is. It's everybody around Mama. Mom and Them. Other relatives, I guess. Daddy and Them. You know, I was talking to Daddy and Them the other day. So Daddy and Them is the movie. Thank you, Tim. I will find that movie. And I will watch it. What do you think, for the second year in a row, is the busiest airport in the world?
Busiest? Ooh.
I'm sorry, not second year in a row. It is the world's busiest airport for the 19th year in a row.
It's got to be JFK.
Atlanta?
Bingo, Dan, Atlanta.
Really?
Atlanta.
Because they're a big hub down there, aren't they?
Yeah.
More than 100 million passengers a year. That's a lot of people.
Man, oh, man.
That's a lot of people getting on airplanes.
Like Miami or something.
I wonder how many more than the New York airports.
I don't know what second would be, how close.
I guess because they have Atlanta has one, and New York has a couple, right? Kennedy,
JFK, and they have
yeah, you know LaGuardia? What? You're right, because New York's got like three or four big airports, and you're right, Atlanta, that would be a good reason. Well, you're smart, P, huh?
Wow.
I will finish before I tell the joke today with this great, great story. It's a true story. It was in the paper this morning. You will love this. Three Islamic State militants. These are ISIS murdering bastards, set up an ambush in a bitterly contested area of northern Iraq. Sheikh Anwar al-Assi, chief of the local Ubaid tribe and supervisor of the anti-ISIS forces, told the Times of London, this is this morning, I read this, I cut it out and saved it, these militants were hiding on the edge of a field about 50 miles southwest of Kirkuk, wherever that is. They were ready to ambush and kill. They were stampeded and killed, three of them, by wild boars.
Wow.
This is fantastic.
Wow.
This is fantastic. You know, look, here you're a murdering, ambushing coward, and you're ready to kill a bunch of people, and the last thing you think is you'll hear the hooves of a bunch of boars, wild boars, and they kill you. You're all looking out for American soldiers, British soldiers. You're looking out for anybody who's trying to take you out. You never would think. And three of them are killed, stampeded to death by wild boars. That's today's feel-good story. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I will dedicate this joke to Peon because I know he likes it. It's one of his favorite jokes. Picture a forest, thick with trees and brush. Hardly any clearings. But there's one little clearing. And in that clearing, a little bunny rabbit and a bear are standing side by side, and they're both pooping. A bear and a rabbit pooping next to each other. And the bear looks over at the rabbit, and he says, "Hey, man, I'm sorry to poop so close to you, but there's just no other clearing. I had to go." Rabbit said, I know how you feel. I had to go, too, and I couldn't wait for the next clearing. It's all right. So they're just standing next to each other pooping. And the bear looks over at the rabbit. He says, "Can I ask you a personal question?" The rabbit said, "Sure." He said, Does poop stick to your fur?" He said, "Oh, yeah, I hate it. Yeah. My fur is like a poop magnet. Yeah, oh, yeah. I hate it." Bear said, "Okay, good." And the bear reaches over, picks up the rabbit, and wipes his butt with him.
All right. Let's see if traffic's moving or not moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's not moving very well. They're still working with the accident northbound 270 north of Dorset. It is off on the right shoulder, but traffic is a solid jam back to Highway 40. They moved an accident out of the two right lanes on westbound 364 at the Maryland Heights Expressway. That's off on the shoulder, but your jam goes back to Schutz Road. It's really slow from that point to Maryland Heights Expressway. And then it opens up, the grip lets loose a little bit after that, all the way up through Highway 94. They also cleared the accident on eastbound Highway 70 at 170. Now, eastbound 70 drivers, you're slowing from the Earth City Expressway, and you've got pockets all the way into Jennings Station Road. Eastbound 40 downtown, you are slowing now from just a little bit east of Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound, you're slowing 14th Street out through McCausland. You'll find it heavy again from Timberlake Manor down through Boone's Crossing, and again in pockets from 94 out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard, and westbound 44 drivers, Kings Highway through Shrewsbury. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP Month. Staples. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
I'm Jim Hewer, inviting you to listen to The Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, on the Big 550, KTRS.
There's only one outing that puts the entire family on the same side. Where gloves snag foul balls and helmets serve ice cream. There's only one place where they can meet their heroes without leaving their seats. And the game is played below the screen, not on it. There's only one night where they'll remember every single detail, except the score. There's only one Cardinals baseball. The Cards host the Reds the weekend of April 28th through 30th. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com.
Hey, Cardinals fans, a great weekend of giveaways is coming up against the Cincinnati Reds. April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Friday, it's the Bruce Sutter Garden Gnome. Saturday, the Carlos Martinez and Matt Carpenter Double Bobblehead, presented by SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Sunday is the Powerade and Shop and Save Carlos Martinez Kids Home White Jersey. It's the weekend of April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My water heater broke down.
Sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my water heater?
I'm afraid not.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-1134. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-1134. That's 1-800-700-1134. 1-800-700-1134.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair.
Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Do you have high blood pressure? You may suffer from uncontrolled hypertension. Washington University is looking for volunteers for a research study looking at an investigational hypertension treatment. Volunteers must be between the ages of 20 and 80 with a blood pressure between 150 and 180. Participants will receive free investigational medical treatment to determine whether it may help improve the management of high blood pressure. To see if you're eligible, visit www.spyralhtntrials.com. That's www.spyralhtntrials.com, or contact the research nurse at 314-362-1962.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Outdoors.org.
Westover Farms, one of the area's hidden gems for family, group, or corporate getaways, is the official corporate retreat provider for St. Louis FC. Combining outdoor activities with comfortable state-of-the-art meeting facilities has made Westover Farms in Steelville, Missouri, the perfect getaway. In addition to meeting space and recently renovated log home-style lodging, they offer trout fishing, clay shooting, hiking, biking, and much more. Whether searching for the perfect off-site meeting place or just looking to get away, visit westoverfarms.com.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
When you gonna let me get sober?
Leave him alone.
Leave me alone. Let me go.
I'll go home.
Let me go home and start.
I'm checking with Mike Evans out in Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurants and the Smokehouse Market. They're right next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff. And gift cards to either Annie Gunn's and or... Well, you wouldn't say either and, so let's edit that out. 3, 2, 1. Gift cards to Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse. Always a good idea. They sell thousands a year because there's nobody who won't use those gift cards. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
What's
going on, Holmes? Yeah,
pop quiz question. Friday, I'm going to review a really good movie about intelligence called The Circle. The four stars are Tom Hanks, Emma Watson, Beck, and Bill Paxton. It was the last movie Bill Paxton made before his death. Before the movie, all four took IQ tests as a lark because of the movie's subject matter. Who had the highest IQ? Tom Hanks, Bill Paxton, Beck, or Emma Watson? Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. You have to laugh when Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez's people are asking the paparazzi and media, please give the publicity whore couple some space. But Saturday, they arrived at New York's famous Sea Grill restaurant in Rockefeller Plaza and took a corner table outside. Outside corner table, which is about as private as the Empire State Building and the Statue of Liberty.
you couldn't
go to a more public place.
They love publicity.
They love it.
They love acting like they don't like the paparazzi.
Exactly. I would be surprised if they started it themselves. Is it true? Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx about to announce an engagement.
Well, that was a beautiful couple right there.
They've been together for about 2 years.
Good for those kids.
Odds and ends, New York news from last week. If you want to buy a pack of cigarettes in New York, the new tax added to the city tax, a pack of cigarettes will cost you $13 a pack.
Whoa. There's a stop smoking motivator.
I don't know. It's been high for a while, though, hasn't it? Like 11.
In New York, yeah.
Yeah.
12.
And voted one of the worst mayors in New York history. Mayor Bill de Blasio is behind the new tax, who's running for re-election. I think O.J. has a better chance of winning that election. And speaking of O.J., looks like he's getting out of that Nevada prison in October. His lawyers are already shopping his first TV interview, and there are plenty of takers.
Oh, I bet.
You know what I'd ask O.J. if I had one question I could ask him?
What did it feel like to murder two people?
No, where's the knife?
Yeah, there you go.
Go straight to, or, you know, I need to know this. Janet Jackson needs to lose 80 pounds after her baby, but she's lost the burqa since her divorce from her Muslim husband.
Hmm.
Did you see the picture of Kim Kardashian wearing that G-string and black bikini?
No, thank goodness I didn't see that.
Her butt looks like a 40 pounds of curdled cottage cheese that caught on fire and was put out by an ice pick.
Wow, that's a bad look.
I mean, I've never seen so much cellulite one person in my life.
You know what I think, bending over and crap.
What the hell's wrong with her?
You know what I think is hilarious?
It's
I don't want anybody
drive a NAC truck through that thing.
I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way when I say this is hilarious to me. This business that Bill Cosby now is blind.
Oh, I know.
You know what?
You know what the latest thing that Bill Cosby is?
Yeah, I don't buy the blind thing. I think this is his way of just stringing this stuff out till he can just die.
And now his lawyers say that he might accept a plea deal where he'd go to rehab, sex rehab.
It's funny to me that one minute he's out touring and doing comedy, and the next thing you know, he's blind.
He has to be led into the courtroom.
Wow. That's something.
New York Post headline, Bruce Springsteen's 25-year-old daughter Jessica trying out for the 2020 equestrian Olympic team and doing very well in the trials. New York Post headline above Bruce Springsteen's daughter on her horse screams, born to ride.
That's good.
I like that one.
One other thought about Cosby. His daughter came out yesterday or today and said that her dad has not been treated right and that he hasn't had a chance to defend himself. Yes, he has. He has every chance in the world. You can go on any minute and tell the world and you didn't do it and defend yourself. Nobody's going to stop you. I didn't get that either. He's blind and he hasn't had a chance to defend himself.
Poor guy.
I mean,
the picture a year ago on Time Magazine of 40 women, their faces, 40
that's an awful
women
lot.
All
that's
saying
a lot
that
of
they
smoke.
Were sexually harassed or raped by him.
That's a lot of smoke.
Man, unbelievable.
No,
it's
sorry,
enough to make me want to stink. And finally.
I stalled. I tried to stop the inevitable by talking about Cosby, thinking I could put off the pain.
Yeah.
But it has to come sometime.
It is. Who has the highest IQ of the stars in the movie The Circle, which we'll review on Friday, about intelligence and social networks? Pretty cool. Tom Hanks, Bill Paxton, Beck, or Emma Watson?
I think I'm going to go with Paxton.
Emma Watson.
I will also say Bill Paxton.
Emma Watson graduated Brown University with a 4.0 average, has 153 IQ.
Oh.
She is one of the smartest actors in the world. Wow. Mike Evans! Come on. Take him up here. On the down low.
Sounded like Uncle Remus.
I know.
Taking care of my
song
business.
Of the South.
Taking care of my business on the down low. Do you know that a down low is a term for certain men who... Is it outwardly
a gay thing?
Are into women, yeah. But
really?
Yes. So they call them on the down low. He said that's how he ended his.
Maybe he's sending a message. He's very gradually coming out as a guy who likes guys.
Is that like the foot tap in the bathroom?
He's around that Hollywood set.
That's what the down low is.
Oh.
EvansRadio@AOL.com.
Yeah.
That's his email address.
Yeah. Say, are you coming out? Oh, that'll make him mad. Do that. Yeah, all of you do that. That'll really frost him.
Say, hey, Evans, I heard you say Evans, down low. You're on the down low.
Evans Radio. Is it at AOL.com?
Yes.
Is
that,
yeah.
Yes, of course. He still uses AOL.
Yes. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Closed on Mondays. And I would, if I were you, make a reservation even for lunch at Annie Gunn's. It is a very, very popular place. This year, I hit the 44-year mark for Ballast Dental Care. I've been going there for 44 years this year. I think this month, April, what was the month in 1973 that I started going there. And I remember Dr. Watanabe, when I walked in and sat down in the chair, he says, my, we don't get many 10-year-olds that come in here on their own to have their teeth checked. And that was 44 years ago. So I was an unusual child, taking it on myself to get my own dentist. And 44 years later, I still don't want to go anywhere else, never have wanted to go anywhere else, except Ballast Dental Care. If you will make one appointment, and I don't care if you're scared, so what? A lot of people are scared to make a dental appointment anywhere because of past bad experiences. Just buck up and do it. Make an appointment, and here's what I think is going to happen. You're going to be there no more than 5 minutes, and you're going to be comfortable, and you're going to feel like you've been a patient there for years. They have a way. What's that song? She's got a way about her. Is that Billy Joel song? She's yeah. got a, they've got a way about them. Maybe I can rewrite it. Dan, you get the harmonica. I could do a Ballast Dental Care song.
Oh, because yeah.
They do have a way of making this, what was other places, a horrible experience, not so horrible. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Rose. Their website is ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me. All right, it's time now for a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're still working with the accident northbound 270 north of Dorset. The right lane is blocked now, but the traffic is backed up a little bit south of Olive. You still have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Slow pockets from that point through Tesson Ferry. Got an accident on eastbound Highway 94 at Prolly Lane. That has just been moved off to the right shoulder. Eastbound 270 still stacks up between McDonald and New Florissant. We have eastbound 40 downtown. Now it's heavy Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170 from Page down through Highway 40. And westbound 44 is still heavy from Kings Highway through the roadwork in Shrewsbury. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP Month. Staples. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
And the world.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Fresno, California.
Aaron Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Alex Perez, ABC News.
The Big 550.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Lenters, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
KTRS. Depend on it.
For a limited time at Buffalo Wild Wings, try the new wing flavor Sweet Saharan Spice. A tangy sauce with unique barbecue flavor and a spicy punch. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Think you're ready to retire? Think again. Learn 7 ways you could be fooling yourself that you're prepared to retire on America's Wealth Management Show. This Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Here's a little ditty about that John Deere mower deck that mows faster, better. Not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. If you just mow fast, but your yard looks bad, you got a lot of ugly grass. You need a John Deere to take care of your yard. You need a Z-Track Z345R. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. The XL deck's got more capacity for yards like yours that gets the grass. You want to mow well in the higher gear, see a John Deere peeling up and runs like a deer.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line, your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
Results will vary. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? You have the right to fast IRS tax relief. Join satisfied clients like Victoria. She owed the IRS $32,000. They accepted $300. She saved $31,700. Leroy owed $21,000. The IRS accepted $500, and he saved $20,500. Get fast IRS tax relief and save too. Call 800-294-8182. Has the IRS threatened to shut down your business, freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages? You may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS. With an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the fast IRS tax relief hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
If you only go to one golf tournament this year, make it ours, September 15th for Backstoppers. Appreciate that. Thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks had asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
It's like a living nightmare.
The father and husband of three people critically injured in a crash outside Lambert Airport talks exclusively to Fox 2 about the love and support his family is feeling.
A scathing audit of the city of Ferguson, what the state auditor found and why things are already changing.
St. Louis Blues fans already getting ready. The puck dropping soon. We'll have a preview of what fans think about game one in round two.
But first on Fox, after a day of rain and high winds, more strong weather is moving toward the St. Louis area.
So the St. Charles Nissan Storm Runner was in Chester in Randolph County today, showing you some pictures of that. This is where meteorologist Chris Higgins measured winds of up to 70 miles an hour as the storm crossed the Mississippi River.